This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what's possible when we shift our thoughts and words. So we've talked before about the importance of rejecting negative beliefs. And one example we used was the story of the wealthy woman the prophet Elijah would come to know. So this woman would master how to disallow negativity to the extent that she would not even speak of it when she witnessed it with her own eyes. So one day the woman's son was working outdoors when he became ill. A servant brought him to the woman, and she held him on her lap, but as the scriptures say, around noontime, he died. Without hesitation, the woman promptly laid her son's body on the bed and immediately called for a donkey so that she could travel to see Elijah. Her husband questioned her about going at that particular time, but she simply replied that all would be well. And as she was traveling on the donkey to Elijah, he saw her in a distance and sent his servant to meet her. And when the servant greeted her, he asked her, "Is everything well with you, with your husband, with your son?" Her reply to all of it was, "It is well." So the woman had gained a keen understanding of the power of her words. And so now let me ask you, is there a situation in your life that you've written off or claimed as dead, but you now see the opportunity to shift your thoughts and words about that situation? And so if you're like me, these words help me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Proverbs 18:21. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, watch your thoughts and words.